Good morning. We continue here on Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chavov Chav Zayin. We finished off at the end of Siman Hey, where the Chayyadim mentioned an idea that there's a heter in regards to the Malach of Teufer of Enesh Al Kayama. In other words, his first shita was that the heter Enesh Al Kayama is unique. It's a kosher. So I want to clarify this point that there is a concept of all of Malach Shabbos that should be a malacha which is lasting. That's actually referring to it has the ability to last, physically able to last. The discussion over here, of course, is not that. The Keshesh Kiyama is a discussion in the intent issue. It's something which physically is able to last, but it wasn't your intent. It's not going to be chayv. That's a chiddush which is unique to kosher. And the question is, does that chiddush apply to Teufer and Kareya, which is the opposite of Teufer, or is it only unique to Kosher and Matir? So we explain that the argument is that since Teufer, you're connecting the items are physically connected, they could last, so your intent is irrelevant, whereas by Kosher, where the Iker Chiyuv is, the two items remain distinct. The Iker Chiyuv is the chiddush of the Kesher, which it generated. So that's where we have this kula, that the kesher, which is not made to last, is not problematic. But the end, the chayadim seems to follow the opinion which the Ramah follows, that there is a heter in shakayama regards to teifer, but it should be limited, it should not be used in front of an amoritz. And so we'll see more as we learn the next two klalim, chavches and chavtes, which deal with teifer and kareya, that a tolder of teifer and kareya who's gluing something together. So a person wants to remove the backing on that adhesive on the back of a bandage. Take a person takes the adhesive bandages, we call band-aids, take off the backing and put it on his body. Putting on the body is not a problem. That's not made to last for a long period of time. That's not called a kesher shokayama, a tfir shokayama. Gluing something onto the body, the nature is eventually it's going to come off. And that's not a problem. But the backing, which is put on there, has been on there quite some time. So, l'chara, it's a tefira, which is shakayama, and we should have a problem of kareya, of a tefira, which is shakayama, which is the sort of kareya. But if we apply this heter ben shakayama to tefer and kareya, and we discuss the idea which the chayim discussed at the beginning, the manufacturer is theoretically very happy to have it sold immediately and be undone. So even though the reality is it's going to last for a long period of time, mitzad, the one who made it originally, they did not have that intent. So maybe that should be an argument to allow us to do that. And that's Heter the Rishon Zalman Zatzal, quoted in Shir Shabbos Kehilchos, suggest to allow removing the backing from a bandage to be able to put the bandage in your body. If you don't say this Torah, it would be also to do that, to remove that backing. A similar case comes up if you have diapers which have a tab, not a Velcro, but it's a gluing, so they glue onto themselves. They felt it onto themselves. You want to open them up? So what could a person do? A person plans to use, knows beforehand that they need to use bandages over Shabbos, or a person is using such types of diapers. What a person could do is, before Shabbos, is open up the tab, so, and then put it back together again with the plan to reuse it within 24 hours. And so that'll solve this new gluing together was done with intent to last less than 24 hours, which will there make it a tefira shen shakayama, which is going to be mutter. Bezer Shem, in the next year, we will move on to Simen Vav, and meanwhile, have a good day.